So what do we have next? We have Simon Phillips, don't we?
Yeah.
Who was Simon Phillips?
Simon Phillips actually is this amazing drummer, the one I have a love-hate relationship with. And he drives me bonkers, but he just puts me in a catatonic state when I listen to him because he's so amazing. His talent is just unbelievable. I mean, he's played with Jeff Beck, Planet X, Judas Priest, Gary Moore. He toured with The Who in 89. He was Toto's drummer from 92 to 2014. And then he's had his own project called Protocol. And Protocol just released their fourth album. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I mean, when you sit back and you think, okay, this guy can't get any better, he just tops it. It just angers me how great this guy is. You know, I'm green with envy, you know, but all you could do is just keep going along.
How about that? So what are we listening for in this first? Well, it's the only bit of this song. Another Lifetime.
What we're listening to is sort of the conversation members have. And in this song, it's really good. You can attribute it to sitting at a big dinner table and they're bringing out, you know, the hors d'oeuvres. And they bring out the wines and they bring out the champagne. They bring out the entree. And you can just, all of a sudden, you have sauces with the entree. And how many entrees do you have? And with Simon Phillips, you know, you're going to get a 5 or 6 course meal with this guy and the musicians he has. And it's like you can just feel the conversation. That's one of the things that catches me about musicians and certain bands. They're not just out there, you know, attacking the audience with whatever it is. They're having a musical conversation on stage or in the studio, and you can hear it and you can feel it. And that is one of the points that grabs you and why you are drawn to certain types of music, not this stuff that's spewed out for 12-year-olds nowadays, you know. And I'll say it too. I don't care if I get in trouble. I do not listen to any of this stuff that's spewed out for, you know, tweeners and 12 years old. Yes, that's where the money is. That's where the bread and butter is. But the creativity is not there. The conversation is not there. And for music to happen, it is our responsibility as musicians to bring the audience in with this. It is our responsibility to elevate their listening habits. It is our responsibility to create different colors for them. Because Michelangelo or Dali or any of the other artists, they did not stick with the norm. They gave you colors, patterns, scenes that are totally different. And that's our responsibility as musicians, is to do the same thing.
All right, let's listen to a bit from Another Lifetime by Simon Phillips.
Okay, they're seating you at the dinner table. Just think about that. Everybody's sitting down. Hey, how you doing? Hey, haven't seen you in a long time. Okay, here comes the first hors d'oeuvres. Oh, they're delicious. Oh, hey, how are your hors d'oeuvres? Oh, here comes the wine. Oh, such a nice bouquet. Oh, here comes another set of hors d'oeuvres. Mmm, delicious. Oh, wait, everybody's seated. Oh, here comes the entree. Oh, here it comes. And the sauce. Here's the sauce on the entree. Oh my God, it's so delicious. Oh, and everybody starts to converse at dinner. This is the conversation. There's 20 people at the table and they're all conversing and just enjoying the dinner.
I love it. That's really great. Should we play the whole song now? Or, well, 7 minutes, so we'll probably play the whole song. Or should we play the bit again? Maybe one more time?
Well, you know, just listen. We can play the bit one more time. And just think about it. You're at a fancy restaurant. They're bringing out the hors d'oeuvres. They're bringing out the wine. Just think of it as a foodology and enjoying it. If you like food like I do.
Yeah. You know, I'm struck too how every artist works in that way, slowly introducing new elements to the story or to the conversation.
Yes.
And that's what you're talking about here. So let's play the bit.
Dinner is served!
Yeah, those two bombastic parts came in, the guitar and the drums, and the conversation changed.
Oh, yeah. Everybody got excited about the food. The wine filled everybody up, a little bit of champagne. They just get to talk it when that wine sets in.
Well, let's listen to the whole song. Simon Phillips. Another Lifetime. Which album was this from? Do you remember?
Another Lifetime, I believe.
Oh, okay. Title track, Simon Phillips. Is this recent?
No.
No? Like 90s?
80s? 90s. 90s.
Okay.
Thank you. sauce, people. The sauce. Creamy, dreamy. The sauce.
Sweet.
Dinner's over. They moved it away. The brandy's out. Yeah. Everybody's smoking the cigar.
Bring on the girls.
Bring on the girls. Luke, what kind of attitude is that to have on public radio?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Especially these days. No, we love the ladies. We love everybody listening.
Yes.
Thank you for tuning in. If you're wondering what the heck is going on here, we're talking about drums on today's Beyond Beyond here on KDNK. And with me in the studio is Andy Scott to help me make sense of the drummer's art.
Luke let me out of the cage. He's in here in the studio. No chains, no nothing. He doesn't even have a shock collar on me. He's a brave man.
We just heard Simon Phillips with Another Lifetime. Pretty impressive stuff.
It's amazing how he creates and puts musicians together. And I love it. I love it. And he does his own engineering of the stuff most of the time. He's the one that sets his drums, sets his microphones, gets his sound. This guy is a master at what he does.
Has he? So he's been doing it a while, long time.
No.
Who did he start with?
He started with his father's Dixieland band when he was like 12 years old.
Huh.
And he just went from there. And the guy's so amazing. And you can see him on YouTube videos. If you're interested in checking out how amazing this guy is, go to YouTube, look up Simon Phillips. It's everything from his early days when he had long curly hair and he wore it in a ponytail and wore, you know, Thomas sweatpants. And he's just this little tiny guy with this godlike drumming ability.
Hmm. Interesting. Do all good drummers come out of the jazz world?
No.
No?
But
a lot of them.
The drummers that have it all together and can go anywhere and be super creative in any situation have some jazz background. Uh-huh. Jazz is the starter, you know, if you want to become proficient. That's the starter.
And the invention of the drum set came out of jazz too, didn't it?
It came out of jazz. America is the inventor of the drum set. They invented the concept of the drum set basically out of necessity, because you can't haul, you know, 20 percussionists around with you all the time. You just get one crazy dude in the back that's, you know, got octopi intentions in his mind.
So the drum set that we all picture, when did that appear? 1920s, 1910s?
Before that. I haven't really looked up the history of it, but Steve Smith, the drummer for Journey, actually did a thesis on American drums and drummers. And if you want to look that up, you can get a better history of it than listening to me speak about it, because I haven't really studied what he did on that.
I see.
And mind you, you know, I learned a lot of this stuff on my own by learning certain styles of music.
Okay. Well, next up we have Dream Theater. Tell me about Dream Theater. Who was it? Who is it? What are we going to hear on this bit?
This came from, this is called New Millennium. And the drummer on this is Mike Portnoy. And Mike Portnoy, okay, everybody knows who Rush is in Neil Peart. Okay, if you listen to Mike Portnoy and listen to his fills and some of his drumming, you can hear that he was seriously influenced by Neil Peart. And it, with New Millennium and Dream Theater, it just they're an amazing band. They are a prog band that started as like a small cult following. These guys are amazing musicians by themselves, top of the line musicians, and they've been doing it for years. Portnoy left, and they got a new drummer named Mike Mangini, which is he's way out there. But Portnoy brought this feel and this drive to it, and their compositions in their music and the way they wrote, they orchestrated it. And I believe they did a huge video with the Boston Symphony Orchestra for one of their albums. And just, this is my genre of music. It's progressive rock, prog rock. And this is the stuff that I really get into. And to set this song up, there's different stages, different movements as we go along. And it kind of builds up like the last song from Simon Phillips. And what you really need to listen for is the different sections. They will change it on you. They'll bring out the hors d'oeuvres, the wine, the champagne, and pretty soon you're into the entree or entrees, depending on how much they changed it around.
Okay. So Michael Portnoy, Dream Theater, here on KDNK.
Okay, now you have Derek Sherinian creating the melodic pattern and Mike Portnoy playing the crotales, their tuned cymbals, in the back.
Oh, I hear that.
Was that a double recording?
No, we looped it. Was that against the rules? No loops. Drummers don't let drummers loop.
There you go. So, you can hear the build. Starts to build, and the snare drum is going to signal to when they change sections.
Right there.
And then here's the bassist. He's negotiating with the band right now. Okay, there's your keyboards. The drummer's back there talking on his cymbals. The bassist is negotiating everything that's going on in there. And the bassist is going to kind of stay the same. And the rest of the band is going to build.
Ooh. They found the groove right there.
There you go. Okay, now the Neil Peart stuff, where he's influenced, listen to the bass drum. Rump, rump, rump. It's a triplet in there. Now you can hear where he changes, where he drops the snare drum. Not regular 4/4. Now straight ahead. All right. We're grooving. Here we go. The entree's coming out. Garçon, bring me the sauce. Bring me the sauce. And you can smell the sauce coming from the kitchen. And here it is. Oh. Now speak, Michael. Okay.
Wow.
So same thing is like with Simon Phillips. You have different sections, you have different foods, you have different flavors, and you can hear where the bass player starts to negotiate within the band. The drummer starts playing his beat and starts, you know, bashing it out kind of. And then you have Derek Sherinian creating this melodic undertone. And then John Petrucci, the guitarist, he just jumps out and he puts the teeth in it. He puts that added measure of where you leave bite marks in the skin. Hmm. Absolutely.
Huh, I get it. At some point you said triplets on the bass drum. He's doing that with the pedal?
With the pedals. He's playing a double bass. And what it is...
What does that mean?
It's rung, rung, rung. Okay?
Okay.
Where this all started from is John Bonham. When John Bonham played single bass, okay, it went... Okay, he did it very quickly. And you can hear this... And John Bonham perfected that. So all the single bass drummers picked up on this and they brought a little bit of it to them, to their own style.
I'm still not getting it, Andy. You mean he's playing one drum and
with his foot.
Kind of hitting the pedal twice really quick.
Or yes. Okay. Yes. It's like,
wow.
You can hear it real quick. Now, when the double bass players came out, which they've been around for years, you know, all the way back to Louis Belson, but it was never so pronounced until Neil Peart came on the scene. And what he did is he was playing a double bass. So what happened with his right foot, you'll hear 1-2. And then with his left foot, he'd slam it down, and it'd go. It's like a triplet.
Wow.
Riding a horse pattern, you know, like in the old Western days, like a horse. You can hear him trot.
Interesting.
And that's one of the signature things that Peart did. That's one of the signature things that Portnoy picked up and started. And he just drew it farther out into the public's ears.
And he keeps that up through the whole song?
No.
Or just parts?
Just parts. That's where he makes a significant expression in there, is what I'd like to call it. He expresses it a certain way. That's when the band hears, or that pattern right there, you'll hear him change. That's a significant tone. That's, we're going to the next part, or we're, you know, coming back to the head of this pattern again.
Huh. And all of that comes from rehearsal, I guess.
Yeah, sometimes you fall into it.
Yeah.
You figure it out, yeah. Like I did.
Interesting.
Back in the day, we didn't have YouTube or instructional videos. You had to sit there and wear a record out by moving the needle back again and again. And then if you couldn't do it, you'd put your finger in the middle where all the information was and slow that record down.
Well, hey, it's 3 o'clock. This is KDNK Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. In-kind support for KDNK comes from True Nature Tea Room, a gathering place with a selection of organic loose-leaf teas from around the world, served in a traditional manner, plus organic coffee, soups, chocolates, and baked treats. Open 7 days a week. More information at 963-9900 or truenaturehealingarts.com. And 3-time Grammy winner Bill Miller, one of the best-known Native American musicians,
yes,
will perform a free show tonight at CMC's New Space Theater at 7 p.m. up in Spring Valley. Get the details at coloradomtn.edu/bill-miller-performs.
Aho. That means I agree.
That might be good.
I think it will be, as a Native American.
Yeah, it's got to be good, right?
Hey.
Pretty much.
You know, we got natural rhythm. Yeah.
Really? How did you get that? How does natural rhythm happen?
You stand in certain spots on the earth and it just comes up through your feet and sticks with you.
Seriously? So.
No.
Is it nature or nurture? Or like everything, is it both?
I think because I got hit in the head so much. I was a sporting gentleman when I was younger.
I think this is an important point, isn't it? Because, you know, it's sort of known that white men don't jump and they don't play drums, or they do, but they don't. They have to practice. They have to overcome. How is it? How does that happen?
We talked about this when we were pre-producing this show.
Yes.
Okay. They always make fun about white folks. You know, they ain't got the rhythm and they clap on one and three. Well, you do. That's fine. And other folks, you know, of darker color, they clap on two and four. Okay. And all the rest of the cultures and colors in the spectrum, they are the ands and the e's. Okay, people? This is how the world needs to get along. They need to realize in the count of one, two, three, four. White folks clap on one. Folks of color clap on two. White folks on three. Folks of color on four. And all the other colors and nice, you know, flavors of skin color are the one E and a two E's. So you have everybody in the world, one E and a two E and a three E and a four E. Get on the same rhythm, people. It's simple, simple. That's how you make the world get along.
Right, exactly. There. The entire rhythm includes all parts.
All
not
parts.
Not one part or the other.
There's it's four directions, four seasons, four colors. Man, come on, people. Really, it's that simple.
I love that metaphor. So that means that the next politician we elect should be a drummer.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Huh. Can I interest you in running for office?
I can run from office. You do not want me in control.
Well, dear listeners, now we move into the very center of this program. Terry Bozzio, and even I, as a drum rookie, have heard of Terry Bozzio. I don't know where I first heard him. You know, we got a great compilation a couple of decades ago here at KD&K called The Big Bang, four CDs of drumming from around the world, and he was on that. And I think that might have been my first exposure to Terry Bozzio. Who was Terry Bozzio?
Terry Bozzio came to fame, I believe he was 17 years old, and Frank Zappa plucked him from the world of music. And this guy is over the top. He was very well studied, very well educated, and it just became this great thing between Bozzio and Zappa. I mean, Zappa would push the envelope with Bozzio, and Bozzio would just meet him every time. Zappa wrote, there is a story about a musical movement that Zappa wrote, and they called it the Black Page because there were so many notes on it that the page was black, basically. And he put that out to Bozzio.
Wow.
So Bozzio played with Zappa. And then he moved on from Zappa. He played with UK. He started his own sort of new wave band called Missing Persons. And I know people of the 80s and a little into the 90s know about Missing Persons. He put his own flavor on the drumming. You'll hear new wave sounds and stuff, but they leave him space for the sauce that he's got. He moved on there, on away from there, and you know, he even, you know, a few years back, he even did some studio work with Korn. And a lot of the Thrashers didn't know that. It was Korn's eighth studio album that Bozzio was on.
I would never have guessed that.
He's one of the guys that is the innovator of electronic drums. I believe Simmons and him got together and they made this first electronic drum set.
Huh.
Made me want to cry when I seen it. I just said, no, Terry, no, no, no. But
that was heretical.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, if it was back in the days of Galileo, they probably would have beheaded him. But if you get into this guy. He is the innovator of a lot of things. DW actually has designed drums because of him. Sabian Cymbals designed certain tune China cymbals and chimes and everything for this guy because he plays so musically. And I believe Luke has a picture up on the KDNK website.
Not yet, but I was going to get to that because that will be after this program. Dear listener, I hope to have it posted on our website pretty soon, and it will be graced with a picture of Terry Bozzio behind his setup. Talk about his setup. How many drums? How many cymbals?
It changes from time to time. And when I first saw him live, my head just melted down. He had 5 bass drums, I believe 32 different mounted drums, toms, temp toms, everything from 6-inch temp toms, 8-inch temp toms, down to 20-inch hanging toms, a plethora of different kinds of cymbals. And on some of his bass drum beaters, they had what they call jingle shakers. And you really have to see one to know what it is. I have a couple of them at the house. They're fun to play with and play with your mind. Huh.
And I'm guessing none of that is for show. He probably puts his sticks on every single piece of that setup.
He does. The drums to the left of him, when you're sitting on his drummer's throne, are tuned in quarters. The ones on the right are tuned in thirds. And he was the guy that brought the ostinato patterns to light. He really put them in the forefront. And a lot of Latin music has ostinato, but Bozzio brought it to the forefront so everybody could kind of understand it. And he's moved on. He's plays with all different kinds of people.
Huh.
All different kinds of people.
Well, we have his song Quintessence, which we'll hear all of probably after a little break that we'll have to take. But we have 5 different bits to illustrate some of his techniques. Bit one, which one is that?
Bit one is, it'll give you the, it's in 5. So you have to count 5. Instead of 1, 2, 3, 4, you'll be counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And this is his ostinato pattern that he starts out with. With the right foot, he plays 2. With the left foot, he plays 3. Okay, that's the ostinato. It never changes through the song. And then he starts to play musically. He'll play the bass line, for lack of a better expression, with his right hand on his lower drums. And then he'll play the melodic pattern with his left hand on the higher drums. And then he sort of gets into a chorus place to where he's playing all the drums. And you can hear it. You can hear it break down. But let's play the first bit, and you'll kind of get the idea. He builds up to what's going on.
Wow.
Those are China cymbals. Those are tuned China cymbals, and they're stacked upon one another. And this is just the intro to the song.
That's remarkable. It's really amazing.
Okay, and if you're listening to this on stereo, you're in for a treat because you can hear the left and right with what's going on.
Should we try bit 2?
Let's go for bit 2.
Tell me about this one.
It comes out to be the bass drum pattern, the ostinato. And that is a repeating pattern. It constantly repeats. It's a rhythmic pattern. And you'll hear that his left bass drum has a jingle shaker on the beater. So you can hear this little clacking noise going on. And it's a 2-3 cascara. So for it's in Latin, salsa, bossa, and samba, Afro-Cuban music. So you'll hear two bass drum hits, just regular, and then three bass drum hits with the jingle shaker on it. So that's how that ostinato pattern is played out.
Okay, here we go.
And tonight on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Listen to that.
One, two, three, four, five. One, two, three, four, five. One, two, three, four, five.
I'm hearing that shaker too.
Yep.
In the back. And that's attached to the pedal?
Yep.
That shaker?
Right on the rod of the beater.
Okay. Huh.
And it has a little, you know, he has a bunch of different types of stuff, like finger bells that could be on one, or it looks like a ping pong ball with buckshot in it, and it gives a rattle sound, or like tambourine shakers.
Okay.
On another one. I got all those because that day that he was there and I saw him, I went and bought all his stuff.
Nice.
Gimme, gimme, gimme.
Yeah. So in concert, he must mic that. He must put a mic like right up close to
him. He uses horseshoe mics, and that high pitched of stuff it'll be picked up by other microphones around.
Oh, okay.
So
how many mics are involved in his setup?
I have no clue with this guy. I have no clue.
It must be a lot of them though.
Well, I know his drum tech is probably quite rich, quite strong. And quite crazy.
Uh-huh. Really? All drum techs are crazy? You know what, Andy? We're recording this show, of course, so that I can post it later on. And we're winding down on the first CD of that recording. So why don't we take a little break and get a new CD in there, and we'll continue on with Terry Bozzio's Quintessence Bits.
All right.
Sounds good. Stay with us. There is more to come on Beyond Beyond today.